5. Organization of the 100. The 100 were organized for service in 10 autonomous councils of 10 members each. When two or more of these 10 councils met in joint session, such liaison gatherings were presided over by Dalagastia. These 10 groups were constituted as follows. 1. The Council on Food and Material Welfare. This group was presided over by Aang. Food, water, clothes, and the material advancement of the human species were fostered by this able corps. They taught well digging, spring control, and irrigation. They taught those from the higher altitudes and from the north improved methods of treating skins for use as clothing, and weaving was later introduced by the teachers of art and science. Great advances were made in methods of food storage. Food was preserved by cooking, drying, and smoking. It thus became the earliest property. Man was taught to provide for the hazards of famine, which periodically decimated the world. 2. The Board of Animal Domestication and Utilization. This council was dedicated to the task of selecting and breeding those animals best adapted to help human beings in bearing burdens and transporting themselves, to supply food, and later on to be of service in the cultivation of the soil. This able corps was directed by Bon. Several types of useful animals, now extinct, were tamed together with some that have continued as domesticated animals to the present day. Man had long lived with the dog, and the blue man had already been successful in taming the elephant. The cow was so improved by careful breeding as to become a valuable source of food. Butter and cheese became common articles of human diet. Men were taught to use oxen for burden-bearing, but the horse was not domesticated until a later date. The members of this corps first taught men to use the wheel for the facilitation of traction. It was in these days that carrier pigeons were first used, being taken on long journeys for the purpose of sending messages or calls for help. Bond's group were successful in training the great Fandors as passenger birds, but they became extinct more than 30,000 years ago. 3. The Advisors Regarding the Conquest of Predatory Animals. It was not enough that early man should try to domesticate certain animals, but he must also learn how to protect himself from destruction by the remainder of the hostile animal world. This group was captained by Dan. The purpose of an ancient city wall was to protect against ferocious beasts, as well as to prevent surprise attacks by hostile humans. Those living without the walls and in the forest were dependent on tree dwellings, stone huts, and the maintenance of night fires. It was, therefore, very natural that these teachers should devote much time to instructing their pupils in the improvement of human dwellings. By employing improved techniques and by the use of traps, great progress was made in animal subjugation. 4. The Faculty on Dissemination and Conservation of Knowledge. This group organized and directed the purely educational endeavors of those early ages. It was presided over by Fad. The educational methods of Fad consisted in supervision of employment, accompanied by instruction in improved methods of labor. Fad formulated the first alphabet and introduced a writing system. This alphabet contained 25 characters. For writing material, these early peoples utilized tree barks, clay tablets, stone slabs, a form of parchment made of hammered hides, and a crude form of paper-like material made from wasps' nests. The Dalmatia Library, destroyed soon after the Caligastia disaffection, comprised more than 2 million separate records and was known as the House of Fad. The Blue Man was partial to alphabet writing and made the greatest progress along such lines. The Red Man preferred pictorial writing, while the Yellow Races drifted into the use of symbols for words and ideas, much like those they now employ. But the alphabet and much more was subsequently lost to the world during the confusion attendant upon rebellion. The Caligastia defection destroyed the hope of the world for a universal language, at least for untold ages. 5. The Commission on Industry and Trade. This council was employed in fostering industry within the tribes and in promoting trade between the various peace groups. Its leader was Nod. Every form of primitive manufacture was encouraged by this corps. They contributed directly to the elevation of standards of living by providing many new commodities to attract the fancy of primitive men. They greatly expanded the trade in the improved salt produced by the Council on Science and Art. It was among these enlightened groups, educated in the Dalmatia schools, that the first commercial credit was practiced. From a central exchange of credits, they secured tokens which were accepted in lieu of the actual objects of barter. The world did not improve upon these business methods for hundreds of thousands of years. 6. The College of Revealed Religion. This body was slow in functioning. Urantia's civilization was literally forged out between the anvil of necessity and the hammers of fear. But this group had made considerable progress in their attempt to substitute creator fear for creature fear, ghost worship, before their labors were interrupted by the later confusion attendant upon the secession upheaval. The head of this council was Hap. None of the prince's staff would present revelation to complicate evolution. They presented revelation only as the climax of their exhaustion of the forces of evolution. But Hap did yield to the desire of the inhabitants of the city for the establishment of a form of religious service. His group provided the Dalmatians with the 7 chants of worship, and also gave them the daily praise phrase, and eventually taught them the Father's Prayer, which was, Father of all, whose Son we honor, look down upon us with favor. Deliver us from the fear of all save you. Make us a pleasure to our divine teachers, and forever put truth on our lips. Deliver us from violence and anger. Give us respect for our elders and that which belongs to our neighbors. Give us this season green pastures and fruitful flocks to gladden our hearts. We pray for the hastening of the coming of the promised uplifter, and we would do your will on this world as others do on worlds beyond. Although the prince's staff were limited to natural means and ordinary methods of race improvement, they held out the promise of the Adamic gift of a new race as the goal of subsequent evolutionary growth upon the attainment of the height of biologic development. 7. The Guardians of Health and Life. This council was concerned with the introduction of sanitation and the promotion of primitive hygiene, and was led by Lut. Its members taught much that was lost during the confusion of subsequent ages, never to be rediscovered until the 20th century. They taught mankind that cooking, boiling, and roasting was a means of avoiding sickness, also that such cooking greatly reduced infant mortality and facilitated early weaning. Many of the early teachings of Lut's Guardians of Health persisted among the tribes of Earth on down to the days of Moses, even though they became much garbled and were greatly changed. The great obstacle in the way of promoting hygiene among these ignorant peoples consisted in the fact that the real causes of many diseases were too small to be seen by the naked eye, and also because they all held fire in superstitious regard. It required thousands of years to persuade them to burn refuse. In the meantime, they were urged to bury their decaying rubbish. The great sanitary advance of this epoch came from the dissemination of knowledge regarding the health-giving and disease-destroying properties of sunlight. Before the prince's arrival, bathing had been an exclusively religious ceremonial. It was indeed difficult to persuade primitive men to wash their bodies as a health practice. Lut finally induced the religious teachers to include cleansing with water as a part of the purification ceremonies to be practiced in connection with the noontime devotions once a week in the worship of the Father of all. These guardians of health also sought to introduce handshaking in substitution for saliva exchange or blood drinking as a seal of personal friendship and as a token of group loyalty. But when out from under the compelling pressure of the teachings of their superior leaders, these primitive peoples were not slow in reverting to their former health-destroying and disease-breeding practices of ignorance and superstition. 8. The Planetary Council on Art and Science. This corps did much to improve the industrial technique of early man and to elevate his concepts of beauty. Their leader was Mech. Art and science were at a low ebb throughout the world, but the rudiments of physics and chemistry were taught the Dalmatians. Pottery was advanced, decorative arts were all improved, and the ideals of human beauty were greatly enhanced. But music made little progress until after the arrival of the violet race. These primitive men would not consent to experiment with steam power, notwithstanding the repeated urgings of their teachers. Never could they overcome their great fear of the explosive power of confined steam. They were, however, finally persuaded to work with metals and fire, although a piece of red-hot metal was a terrorizing object to early man. Mech did a great deal to advance the culture of the Andonites and to improve the art of the Blue Man. A blend of the Blue Man with the Andon stock produced an artistically gifted type, and many of them became master sculptors. They did not work in stone or marble, but their works of clay, hardened by baking, adorned the gardens of Dalmatia. Great progress was made in the home arts, most of which were lost in the long and dark ages of rebellion, never to be rediscovered until modern times. 9. The Governors of Advanced Tribal Relations. This was the group entrusted with the work of bringing human society up to the level of statehood. Their chief was Tut. These leaders contributed much to bringing about intertribal marriages. They fostered courtship and marriage after due deliberation and full opportunity to become acquainted. The purely military war dances were refined and made to serve valuable social ends. Many competitive games were introduced, but these ancient folk were a serious people. Little humor graced these early tribes. Few of these practices survived the subsequent disintegration of planetary insurrection. Tut and his associates labored to promote group associations of a peaceful nature, to regulate and humanize warfare, to coordinate intertribal relations, and to improve tribal governments. In the vicinity of Dalmatia, there developed a more advanced culture, and these improved social relations were very helpful in influencing more remote tribes. But the pattern of civilization prevailing at the prince's headquarters was quite different from the barbaric society evolving elsewhere, just as the 20th century society of Cape Town, South Africa, is totally unlike the crude culture of the diminutive Bushmen to the north. 10. The Supreme Court of Tribal Coordination and Racial Cooperation. This Supreme Council was directed by Van and was the court of appeals for all the other 9 special commissions charged with the supervision of human affairs. This council was one of wide function, being entrusted with all matters of earthly concern which were not specifically assigned to the other groups. This selected corps had been approved by the Constellation Fathers of Edentia before they were authorized to assume the functions of the Supreme Court of Urantia.